What would you like to do, Thomas?
Open this parcel.
The parcel that the postman's just brought?
Mm.
Boy, that's quite exciting.
A parcel man. Not a postman.
Oh, was it not a postman? It was a parcel man, was it?
It's just a royal mail.
Well, but it was a red van that said parcel force, wasn't it? Look, parcel force. But I did notice that on the bottom it had the usual crest, didn't it, that said Royal Mail. It doesn't mention Heaton Mersey. Then look, in really big letters it says Stockport. And do you know what those numbers and letters are at the bottom? It says SK43RF. That's called a postcode. Well, do you know where we live?
Yeah.
What's that? That's right, and then after you said Cheshire, you've got to say SK43RF.
C4F. And of course, it's the postman delivering.
That's right, SK43RF, and then the postman knows which house to deliver it to.
What's in it?
Well, I think it's a shelf for the kitchen cupboards. Because Mummy's been looking for one for a long time.
Look, this is just one box.
Just one box. Mummy wanted a special shelf to go in the kitchen underneath the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And I've seen this one. I think it might be what we need.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to help me pull the wrapping paper off?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like your birthday all over again, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm
having a present on my own.
Yes, having a present on your own. This is quite like that, isn't it?
It's just moss. Look! Some letters!
Are there?
Yeah, there. Look, there!
Oh, yes.
A fiction. Here you are. Ending.
Oh gosh, it's got all sorts of leaflets and letters in it. Oh dear. I wish they wouldn't do this. Send all this junk mail, because it all goes in the bin, doesn't it? It's a terrible waste of paper. I'm sure some people might like getting it. Mummy doesn't.
No, what for? What for?
Oh, you know, pieces of paper and magazines, haven't they?
Yeah.
Right. This isn't for you, you know that, don't you? Don't get terribly excited, darling.
No.
Right, we've got to take this sticky tape off, haven't we?
Yeah. You put it on. You put it on.
Who put it on? Whoever packed the parcel has to put it on. Packed it very tightly, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh.
What have you found?
This!
Oops! Oh look, it's come with lots of different screws and things.
Yes. I'll be a Boba Builder.
You're going to be a Boba Builder, are you? Well, I'll tell you what, one of the most important things is that...
Here, old
sweatpants. Is that piece of paper there, because that's the instructions.
Okay.
Right, now, let me have a look at those.
Okay. I'll do the things. Look! It's more like a turtle!
Thomas, no, don't throw it down, it's brand new, don't break it. You mustn't break it. Well, that looks very complicated. But I'm sure we'll manage it, won't you?
The whole piece, Baba Build.
Thank you. This is part E.
Thank you. What's Bob the Builder doing?
I don't know, but you must be careful with it, Bob.
Yeah. Bob the Builder, can we fix it?
Bob the Builder. Oh, you've got your hammer out, have you?
Yeah. Bang.
Oh, look, there's some more bits in here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
We better check that we've got everything we need to have, right? We shall go.
Oh, thank you.
Right, we need all these things in this packet.
Yeah. Yes.
Four of those and three of those. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight of those. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight of those. Yes, so far so good. Right, Thomas, we need four of those. Have we got four of those?
Yeah, these.
I can't see any of those.
I can. Look there. I see some. Look, table.
Oh, those are those tables. I'm looking for those rods there. Have we got any long rods?
No.
No?
No thanks.
Ah, but I see. Yes, we have, because they're already attached. Oh, that's nice. They've actually done that for us, haven't they?
Yeah.
And two of those that look like picture frames. And then we need three of these.
Yes. Yes. What?
Well, shall we try and put these together?
Yeah. Even on it. There this. And that hammer.
Do you think we might need this?
Yes. We love mummy.
Yes, I think I need those other ones actually.
Okay. One there.
Ah, I'm being silly because it tells me how many we should have.
Yeah.
Four plastic tubes, and I assume that's those four. Two plastic frames, we've got those. And 12 plastic rib plates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Everything's there. Now
but,
all we have to do
but
is.
But the builder needs those.
Look at what we have to do.
But the builder needs those.
Does he?
Yes. It's very important.
Is it very important?
That's a round. Round around the garden.
I think it's those two I need actually, Thomas, Lou.
Bob the Builder.
Sorry, Bob the Builder.
Here you are. You're wanted. There.
I think it's these I need.
Okay.
It'll be very interesting, couldn't it?
Oh, thank you. There's another one.
Where's the little packet with the screws? And here we are. I'm sure I'll regret starting this.
Yes.
However,
we'll have a go. Oh, stop it. You're my friend.
Am I your friend?
Yeah. Oh, you're my sweetheart.
Oh, you are lovely, darling.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Let me tell you, I'm my own nana, darling. Thank you.
You so sound a bit like you've got a cold, Tom, don't you?
So what's doing Bobby the Builder doing in the crash?
What's Bobby the Builder doing in the crash?
In the crash.
So then we slot into there like that. Are you going to help me do that? Do you want to put one of those black things in there? Yes, please.
Okay.
That's very clever. Right, now we've got two more black things to put in this one.
Okay.
I'm sure they're not called black things, but you know what I mean. There you are, one in that one, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
That's a funny one.
It is, isn't it? And this one in that one, please.
Okay. Yes. I know. You're doing now.
You want me to do it?
Yeah. Hammer?
Well, just very, very gently with your hammer. If you want to tap it down, you can. Right.
Two running that. Mug.
Now I think we need some other bits now, Thomas.
Yes.
Could I have these two?
Okay.
Another one like that, please.
Okay. I have these. Oh, thank you, hammer. Well, you lost, hammer.
Is it like that, do you think?
Yeah. But there is just pairing. Look, an
that come from, Dana? Is that just falling out of one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to put it back, please?
Okay. No, it's just yours.
Right, now look, we've got some black screws here.
Oh, they've got it on the paper.
You think we're putting these in the right place?
Yeah.
I think we probably are. Wonder if you should be wearing your Bob the Builder hat, Thomas, to do this?
No.
I think you probably should. Wonder if we still have it on the right. Yes, I'm sure we must be.
I got a hat.
You have, you got a lovely yellow helmet, haven't you?
Nice. Oh, the Builder. And we're fixed. Yes, we can.
Scoop my like dizzy and roll it too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Bob and they can have so much fun. Working together to get the job done. Bob the Builder,
can we fix it?
Bob the Builder, yes we can.
Keep milk and dizzy and then roll it too.
Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Right, could I have the other piece that looks like this, Thomas, please?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I think we're not doing it.
Making a table.
It is like a table, isn't it? Yes. Oh, glad you recognise it as something. We'll do this, and if we haven't got it right, we can just alter it later, can't we? Right, Thomas, so we need two more black screws. On this side, please.
Uh-oh.
Like those. Okay. But we need two more. Would you like to fetch them for me?
Okay. One.
Oh, not those, not that. But these big ones here.
Okay.
They go on very easily, don't they?
Yeah. I'm
quite impressed with them.
Making a chair.
Or making a shelf. And your contribution is to hammer everything, is it?
Yeah.
You must be gentle with it, though, Thomas. Don't hammer too hard. You snap it. No one will be pleased, will she?
No.
Not yet. I'd like that other piece. That piece that looks like a picture frame, please.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Right, one of those black things has come out. Would you like to pop it back in now, please?
Okay.
It's a little foam pad, isn't it? I would imagine that's...
I put it in here.
Foam rubber. I would imagine it means when the shelf is standing... when the shelf's standing upright, it won't topple over, will it? It won't slip about. Right. I think we're going to need some more screws on that.
Yes.
So it's a screwdriver you need, Thomas, the screws. You don't hammer everything. Bob the Builder doesn't hammer everything, does he?
Yeah.
Right, if I put
he bangs walls.
He bangs walls, but he uses screwdrivers and other things. Now, would you like to, look, you'd like to screw that on with your finger? No, the other way. No. The other way, Thomas. The way Mummy's doing it, not like this. It.
We can't do it.
You can't do it, not that you're happy now. Come on, and the other one.
Okay.
With your fingers. That's brilliant. Good boy. What about that one?
Okay.
Just let me get it started.
No?
Yeah, oops.
Uh-oh.
No. Right, okay, that one can go on there, please.
Okay.
And this one. That's it. They twist around very easily, don't they? What about this one?
Wings.
Right, look at that. Now look what happens.
Yeah. A piece of cake.
Like a piece of cake. It was easy peasy like a piece of cake to make, wasn't it? Right, could you pass me those four bits of plastic now, please?
Okay. Maybe you need lots. Thank
you. We'll slot those on there. Look, it expands, it extends, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh. Come on.
It's wide enough to put Two more slots on each side. Right, you do it on the bottom there. On this one, please. No, on the bottom one. No, on the bottom, like that. Right, you go and get the other one and do the same.
Okay. You do it.
I can't. No, you can do it, Danny. You've seen what Mummy's done. That's right. Now, look at that. That goes underneath the sink. And because there are some pipes,
yeah,
we move it like this so that the pipes go straight through there.
And then I need a pipe.
Well, we've got some pipes underneath the kitchen sink, haven't we? Don't you think we built that very quickly and easily, Thomas?
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And what's more, it's not dropped to bits, has it?
No.
No. Right, now it's come with some little hooks. Not quite sure what they're for.
Three are for.
It says hanging hooks, three. Three hanging hooks, so perhaps it's just in case we need to hang something up.
Oh.
What do you think?
I think Mama building there. Hanging.
Yeah. I see, you can just put them there, and then if we've anything to hang up. Yes, that's right. There are three hooks, so you can do it, can't you?
There.
That's lovely. That's great.
And mine.
Oops. Sorry, I knocked it off. That was a mistake. That's it.
I build it. There.
You're going to build it there. Oh, that's just good of you.
Oh,
the same's happened to you.
I'm still on the way away. Hello. Look.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah.
I think really what we could have done, because we know that the pipe is at that side.
Yeah.
I think we should perhaps have turned...
Father
Bearded
Dog got a hat!
Has his hat fallen off?
No, it's not. It's there. Thank you.
I think what we might do
is your hat.
Is just turn this round because we know,
yeah,
that the pipes in the kitchen cupboard. Would you like to hold these for me, please?
Okay.
We know the pipes in the kitchen cupboard at this side, don't we? Now be careful with that. We're going to need to keep that. Would you like to put that somewhere safe?
I'll put it.
Put it on the table, please.
Put it here.
Somewhere safe like that.
We're
going to turn this round now. Let's move it right the way round.
Like that.
Like that. That's it.
Yeah, like a ladder.
Like a ladder. Do you know, it does look like a ladder, doesn't it?
Climb up. See what's on the table.
Climb up to see what's on the table.
Yeah. Look, I've done. Look what I've done.
Look what you've done. Oh, aren't you clever? That's right. Yeah, good building, Thomas.
Yes.
Right, would you like to fit the screw again?
Yeah.
Oh, clever boy. Would you like to tighten the screw there? Like that. No, the other way, tighten it up, that's loosening it. Tighten it up like that. Spin it round. And we've one more to do.
This one?
This one. That way round. That's right, that's tightening it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Just take it off. Just take that off.
And then we've got to fit these two back on, haven't we?
Yes.
That we took off before.
Just put it that way, and just put it there, and just...
No, we don't unscrew it now. No. Right, you put those two shelves back there. The other one up here next to it. That's it. Now, when it goes into the cupboard under the sink, look.
Yeah.
We pull it that way a bit. However wide the sink is, the U-bends and the pipes go under there. And then we've got one, two, three shelves for stacking things.
Yeah.
Bye. Gum.
Belt.
What's about organisation? Come here and give me a cuddle for me. Let's talk about the building.
About sweeties.
What about sweeties? For doing that?
Yeah.
Come here, typical workman, always wanting a cup of tea or a sweetie. Hey, aren't we clever building that together? It's a good job Isabel bought you that Bob the Builder set, isn't it?
What Bob the Builder set?
Well, your hatch and the hammer that you're using now. Some of these hooks have fallen off.
Yeah.
That to me suggests, Thomas, that they clip on somewhere, but I can't see. Where do you think they clip on?
Here.
Are you enjoying that? Oh, now you're using the hammer to brush Mummy's hair.
Yeah.
You don't need any more huggles. Shall we have a look through this catalogue, see what they've sent us?
Yeah.
Oh, look, what are those?
Slippers. A lot of cats.
Slippers.
Bob
the Builder Mummy. Bob the Builder Mummy. You're putting your yellow hat on my head.
Me.
And what are those, darling?
Sausages.
Not sausages, they're weighing scales, aren't they?
Look, a slipper on the weighing scales.
That's right, yes, the slippers are on the weighing scales. I think they're showing you how very light they are.
Just, it's a good like that.
That's a smart bag, isn't it? You bought another bag?
Silly woman.
Silly woman?
Yeah.
It's not nice, is it? Be gentle with it, Thomas. This isn't too hard, is it?
No.
Look, you've got a wrench over there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've got a screwdriver.
Well, what's screwdriver?
Well, over on your toy box is a plastic container. Oh. It's got a blue lid.
Oh,
it's all, I don't worry, that needs to go in the bin, actually, love. Would you like to put all these things in the bin? That's it, that can go in the bin. There's a plastic container on your toy box with all your tools in it. It should have a blue lid, so I think I'm washing the lid. So it won't be on the box at the moment.
You know what I did for?
That's right. Look, you can keep all the bits and pieces in there. I think you've got some more tools upstairs because before your party...
Yeah.
I moved a lot of things because we had all sorts of people coming to the party, haven't we? All different ages. We had Abigail and Becky and Georgia, who were really quite young.
Yeah.
And Mummy was frightened if we had lots of little things running around that the babies might put them in the mouth. So I think your tool set was one of the things I took upstairs. Let's get it down again.
Look, some traffic signs.
Yes.
There's an yellow traffic sign.
Are they yellow traffic signs?
Yeah.
I think they're nuts and bolts, actually. But...
Go. Eat that. Right, just put it in.
Oh, you do sound slippery, Thomas.
Yeah. Splittle them down there.
Oh, I see. You're using the slats in the shelves. There's a little post box.
Look, a pony.
Hello, Puss.
Pony. Look, a helicopter.
It's a helicopter. It sounds very low.
Somewhere.
I think it's just an ordinary aeroplane, but it did sound quite low, didn't it? That's another thing that we took upstairs as well. All your letters, your post box things.
Yeah. What for?
Well, again, because I thought there were a lot of people here, and if all the letters were spread out on the floor, it would be quite dangerous, wouldn't it? Don't put that in your mouth, darling. Because once you get all those envelopes on the floor, they can be a bit slippy, can't they?
Hmm.
I was a little bit worried that if the floor was covered in slippy letters, people walking on it might slip and fall, and we wouldn't want that, would we? Hello, Puss, look what's on the side there. Look at this. Well, she must be impressed with this. Yeah. she is, you see.
Hello. Hello.
Oh no, don't press the head down. She can see. She don't have to push her head down to see. She's very, very impressed. Look, this is your toolbox. I'm impressed with that because I can keep all the tools tight. Shall I go and find the lid? Look, your Builder belt. Thomas, you could have put your Builder belt on, couldn't you, to have done those jobs? Do you think your belt will fit in this toolbox? Yes, it will. Look at that. That's smart.
Put hair in my ear.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
What? Does that mean you're feeling tired? Yes, I can see. You usually put hair in your ear when you're feeling tired, Mummy's hair. So if you put Purdy's fur in, that must mean you're feeling a little bit tired again. There, there's an empty box now. Would you like to play with that? Thomas, no, 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 you don't throw it at Purdy. I'm just going to go and get the lid for you too. And I think Purdy wants feeding, doesn't she? Oh, boss.
Yeah, look, Mummy. Look, look, look.
What's happening then? This is your special toolbox.
That?
Yes. That had some cakes in it.
Yeah.
And now it can be your toolbox. Look, it fits on the shelf. Look. That there, we can put Bob the Builder's hat on top. And your train set on top. And your looping bag. There. Look at that.
It's more like a trolley. I need some wheels.
It's more like a trolley. You need some wheels, yes. Well, the thing is, when it's in the kitchen cupboard, darling, it's not going to need to be wheeled anywhere, is it? It needs to stay as still as it possibly can.
This is a trolley now. This is a lorry trolley.
A lorry trolley? That's a mouthful. You're talking about lorries?
Yeah.
When the backs of lorries come down,
this
often
is the box coming
down. Is it the tiny box that it came in is a lorry? The back goes down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
the often button.
That's right. Press the button and the back of the lorry comes down. And often there's a ramp, isn't there? And what happens then? They can wheel trolleys up and down, can't they? Do you remember we saw that Schwartz lorry? Yeah.
This is a Schwartz lorry.
Is it? No, don't move it, darling. It's got things standing on it now. We can't move it around like we could when it was empty.
Then it's the wheels.
Yes. Oh, it's a shelf, not a trolley.
Yes, it is.
You're off your trolley. Are you off your trolley? Look at all these cards. How many birthday cards has Thomas got?
Lots.
Lots. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Nana's in pyjamas.
Banana's in pyjamas on one card. 20, what did we say? 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, hello. 28. Oh, look, the crocodile one from Demetra, 29. 29, and then we've still got two cards up for Mother's Day, haven't we? One from you and one from Purdy.
Got more, Purdy.
Hello, puss. Purdy's coming up for a cuddle.
Yeah, I need a cuddle.
Pussycat.
No, nearly scratched my paw.
She nearly scratched your paw?
Yeah.
Oh, she's the one with paws, not you.
Aww. Aww. You hug. Ah.
Be gentle with her toes, please. Be gentle. Gentle. Which is your favourite card?
Fire engine.
That's nice. It says your three today. Fire department. That's from Anne, Ken and Rachel, isn't it?
I'm happy.
You've got another one with a fireman on it. Who's that from?
Purdy.
Purdy. What's the fireman doing?
Rescue you chicken.
rescuing a chicken.
Licking a fireman.
Yes, that's right. It's a picture of a card. A picture of a fireman with a yellow helmet on, and he's obviously just rescued a pussycat, and the pussycat's very grateful. And she's licking the fireman. Thank you, fireman. Thank you very much, fireman. Thank you very, very much, fireman.
Oh, this is a fireman now looking very funny.
This is a fireman now looking very funny. Pretty nice, isn't she? You must be gentle with her, Thomas, please. Is she licking you?
Yes.
Oh, she's gorgeous, isn't she?
You're a gorgeous chicken.
She's a gorgeous chicken. You're a gorgeous, gorgeous chicken. And I love you.
I love you. Pretty more like a snake.
She more like a snake?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's strange.
What's strange?
Predators
are strange?
Yeah.
So you like the card with the bananas on, do you? Bananas in pyjamas are coming down the stairs. Bananas in pyjamas are coming down in pairs. Bananas in pyjamas, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It'll be easier actually, darling, to look at all the cards once we've taken them down, which I think we ought to leave them up a little while longer.
Look at a cigarette.
Yes, who's that?
A hero.
A hero? Mm. It says, happy birthday.
To you.
It's Buzz Lightyear, isn't it, from Toy Story? And that's, I'm sitting down now and I've got Purdy on my knee, so I can't move very far. To Thomas, happy birthday.
Look.
Lots of love and kisses from Jake Kelly. Not Jake Kelly, Jake Jimmy. Hey, why have you taken your slippers off?
I don't know.
Cheeky monkey. Purdy, have you seen this naughty little brother you've got? You've got a cheeky, naughty little brother. Cheeky, naughty little brother.
Don't know, please.
Last Thursday, Francis came to see us with the mummy Sarah. Do you remember?
Not, I don't play. Francis, my toys.
You didn't play with your toys?
Yeah, just my racing cars.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you did. You let her have your cars because I said she could play with whatever she wanted, and she chose little yellow car and a racing car. In fact, she had the same toys that Abigail chose when she came to your party on Monday.
Ah. Oh.
Just be gentle.
Got a bus like a Tweenies in playgroup.
Who's got a bus like the Tweenies in playgroup?
Abigail?
Abigail has a bus like the Tweenies?
No.
What are you trying to tell me? Please be gentle, Paddy. Now.
Oh.
What are you trying to tell me about Abigail?
Abigail's on the red bus. On the red bus.
Oh, I know what you mean. Gosh, that's clever. Yes, Abigail brought with her a little red wooden bus from the Early Learning Centre, didn't she? And they have an identical bus at the playgroup on a Tuesday morning.
Oh.
That's clever of you to spot that. Just gently.
In playgroup.
Yes, what else do they have at playgroup?
No.
All sorts of things, haven't
they? They've got fire engines.
They have a little wooden fire engine at playgroup. That's from the Early Learning Centre as well, isn't it?
My favourite from the Learning Centre.
Well, your train set wasn't from the Early Learning Centre. No, we got your train set from Tesco. And some of them are... Oh, I've forgotten the make. It begins with B. Is it Brito or Biro or Bar? I don't know. I can't remember. Begins with B. Very expensive, actually, Thomas, those wooden trains. Did you know? You've got to take care of them.
I've just been walking there.
Where?
There.
Where?
There's a dustbin wagon.
Where's the dustbin wagon?
There, this is one.
Oh, the armchair?
Yeah.
Oh, forgive me for not recognising it as a dustbin.
Picked all those from your mummy said, oi, oi. You're taking the blue bag. Oh, sorry. Two bags.
What's mummy saying, oi, oi? Why is mummy shouting, oi, oi?
And that blue box is dirty.
You're pretending the boxes are dirty and you're throwing them in the back of the dustbin, are you?
Purdy says Yeah, I would think it'd be, you put it like the Dustbin Man's beautiful.
Birdie thinks the Dustbin Man's beautiful? I think she does. Do you think Birdie's beautiful?
Yeah. But I come back, lots of dirty rubbish in there. One big one there. And the small one there. This mug is there. I'll take two of the rubbish.
Picking all the rubbish up. Well, the big white box is what the shelf unit's just come in. And the small box is the box that Mummy's had washing powder tablets in.
Got the
dirty rubbish box in your teeth?
Yeah.
I don't think the dustbin men would carry any dirty rubbish in their teeth, do you?
I think so.
I don't think they would. It's not nice for a staff of it. Ooh, dirty, horrible. Yuck. That's what you say, yuck.
What?
It's apart from that, they wouldn't be able to carry it in the teeth. You've got to look after your teeth, Thomas. They're very precious. You jumping? Jumpy, jumpy, jumpy.
I'll be fighting.
Would you like to see if the tweenies are on?
No, okay. I think rubbish.
Right, be careful, you're going to sit on that box. Down you go, Puss. Let's just see if the tweenies are on for Thomas.
Thank God. If they're sorry, they're spinning. If they're sorry.
Why am I saying sorry?
You call me Thomas.
Oh, I called you Thomas instead of just for Mel. I am terribly sorry. I get confused.
Yeah.
Right, let's see. Oh, it's the Teletubbies. That must just be ending them. Do you think the sun is setting in the sky? Oh, yes. Listen, they're going now. Oh, she said bye-bye back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pearl. Is that baby son? Oh!
Bye.
Who came back to say goodbye?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky came back. Do you think it's going to be the tweenies now? You'll be able to dance along, won't you?
No.
No?
No, thanks.
We'll just watch the start of the tweenies. And then, shall we go for a walk?
Lizzie, so we've got a cracking time lined up for you.
Who's that? Is that Anna or Kirsten?
Kirsten.
Is it Kirsten? Oh, there's Michael dressed as an Easter chicken. Look, he had feathers on, didn't he? He was carrying a basket of eggs. Gosh, there's lots of exciting things on the television, haven't they? Easter holiday mornings, weekdays from 7 o'clock.
Well, that's just about it from me for now, but I am back this afternoon with Emily the Gremlin from 3:25. I've got loads of programmes. 64, Zoo Lane, Roger and Badger and 50-50. I'll see you there. So, tweenies.
Tweenies. Going to sing?
No.
Play games with us. Shout and jump and shout. The tweenies your friends?
I love Bella.
You love Bella? I know you do, yes. Well, you watch out. They'll be coming along in a minute, won't they?
Jake.
I love Jake, do I? Yes. And you've got two friends called Jake, and I love those. Oh, did you see that fire engine on the tweenies? Yeah. One of the toys in the playroom. Was a big fire engine on the floor, wasn't it?
Yeah.
mini clock. Where will it stop? What do you think they'll be doing today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's have a look.
Let's have a look? Yes, let's have a look. Oh, it's Santa. They'll be singing songs now. Oh, you know this one, don't you? Watching this now, aren't you? Pat your head. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, happy and you know it, pat your head. Oh, who's going to stamp his feet?
Milo.
Milo? Is that Milo with a purple face? Jake's got a yellow face, hasn't he? Oh, boots on.
No, put shoes.
Shoes? They're not boots, are they shoes? They're all wearing socks as well, aren't they? Milo think it was a dragon and it was a cushion.
Yeah.
We are. And you really want
you
to
love
show it?
Fizz and Jake.
I love Fizz and Jake, and you love Bella. Who else do you love?
Milo.
Who's the one with the green face? Oh, is that Max? Is that Max with the green face?
No, Judy.
Oh, Judy. Oh, you sound like we're very good at the tweens, isn't it? Can you remember all those things?
No.
Head, stump, feet. We are. Two or four, clap your hands, pat your head, stomp your feet. We are. Jake wants to do it again. It's like the Teletubbies again, isn't it? What's he doing? Just singing the last verse again? Show it if you're happy and you know it. Two or four, clap your hands, clap your head, stamp your feet. We are! That was nice, wasn't it? Okay.
What's this blue paint?
That's blue paint, isn't it?
And red paint. And yellow paint.
Blue paint, red paint and yellow paint. Yeah. What did you use paint for?
Making handprints,
that's right.
First, I need this one.
Two, first you need that one, the red one.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to do any painting today.
What for?
Well, we'll just change you. Just this minute, I have clean clothes on.
Let's have the blue one then.
No. The blue one isn't going to make any less mess than the red one.
Yeah.
And what colour is that?
Yellow.
But you've been in your sandpit, haven't you? What have you just done to yourself?
Eaten it.
You've tipped it all over your hair and your face. It was in your eyes and your ears. So you've just had to change it, haven't we?
I needed thumbprints.
Thumbprints? Well, I thought we would just do a bit of colouring instead. We'll do some thumbprints later. But we've got to go out later, sweetheart.
I know,
just
I need yellow. Yellow's my favourite.
Is yellow your favourite?
Oh, come on. I know. No, saw.
A saw. I thought you were going to say, I know. A hammer. Listen, you got two things about farms for your birthday, didn't you? You got this book from Rachel and Jonathan about Lola and the farm. And you got this from Lisa. What's this?
Don't know.
You don't know? Is it your form video?
Yeah.
It's your form video. It says, welcome to a trip to the farm. A stimulating and enjoyable children's musical adventure set around a popular and busy farm. In the video, children will love seeing all the farmyard animals, including rabbits, cows, sheep, pigs, chickens, goats, ponies, and so much more, not forgetting the farmer's dog. The ride on the farmer's tractor, and joining in with favourite animal songs, including Old MacDonald Had a Farm, Bob Black Sheep, Little Rabbit, and many more. Watching the pony rides and lots of cuddly baby animals bottle feeding the lambs. A trip to the farm is a hugely enjoyable day out.
Only the tree. What's your favourite? You love blue or red?
I like both blue and red. I wear a lot of blue clothes, Thomas, but I do like red.
Okay.
Oh, you're giving me the red, are you?
And blue!
And the... Oh, I can have two, can I?
I have one.
Look. This video came with a colouring scene, a trip to the farm colouring scene. What can you see on that picture?
I see snot, pig, and a snot.
A snot. What do you call snot? Pigs, don't you? What colour are pigs?
Wow, orange!
Orange, they're pink, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, well,
I need...
Look, a nice pink crayon. Shall we colour it in together?
Yeah.
No, just on the pig, look. There's the pink pig.
Look, it's on his nose.
That's right. Well, you draw in there.
Okay.
That's his snout, isn't it?
Finish!
That's lovely.
And it's...
No, we can't use paint now, Thomas.
I need it.
No, you don't. Not now. Yeah. Do you know the number of times I've tried to get you to do hand pumps and you won't? And now, suddenly.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Is that the sun there?
Yeah.
What colour is the sun?
Yellow.
Yellow and orange. Well, that's a pink pen, isn't it? How about using one of those?
I need it.
That's it. That's the sun there. That's the sun. Oh, that's lovely.
And pink one.
Yes, that's right.
A big one.
Oh, a pink sun as well.
Yeah.
What about the duck? What colour do you think the duck is?
White.
It could be, yes, quite right. It could be a white duck or a swan. Or it could have a bit of yellow on it, couldn't it?
Okay, this is yellow.
That's a yellow pencil, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? And it's standing in some water, and the water's usually blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we put some blue water?
And the yellow.
You can do it with pleasure, Lou, yes. It's like the pond, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the pond. There. No, that's the fence. That's the pond.
Yeah.
What colour do you want the fence? Green or brown?
Just...
Oh, look. Blue fence.
Poor duck.
Poor duck?
Yeah.
Why?
He's not got any colouring.
He's not got any colouring?
I.
That's very, very clever. Poor duck, he's not got any colouring. Because you're leaving him white. Oh, there, he's got a bit of yellow on him now. And that's right, and he's got blue water, hasn't he? Has he got pink now as well?
He's happy now.
Is he a happy duck?
Yeah.
There's a cockerel here.
This, cool.
That's right, this part of the cockerel is usually red, isn't it?
Yeah.
And blue. No, I don't think cockerels are not usually in blue, Tom. He's yellow, isn't he?
Yeah,
That's just the one in the Kellogg's cereal box. Does he look like a box of cornflakes now?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, oh! Oh, dinner!
Yes, what colour would you like to do the horse? Brown?
I do it.
Brown?
No.
Yellow horse. That's nice. Nice yellow horse. Wow. Gosh, this is a nice yellow pencil. I like this. If you write yellow, you like this pencil. Gosh, it's beautiful. Look at the nice brown colour. That's right. Shall we do red tail feathers on the cockerel?
I do some shaggies.
You do some shaggies, yes, that's right. That's your sort of sunny colours, isn't it? Orange and yellow. No. You've got a nice wall there. What colour do you think the wall is?
Black.
Black. Could be all sorts of colours. Can we do some black? Oh, that's purple. It's your favourite trick, getting black and purple next to it. Isn't it? Oh, there's grey.
I need white.
Grey stone.
Look, a white one!
A white one, yes. The trouble is white's not really going to show up, Thomas, because the background's white. Look, these stones, you can do them in black, grey and brown. Oh, and purple as well, because I keep picking up the wrong pencil. Just the wall. Look, this is a nice wall. The wall could be any colour you want, couldn't it?
Yeah. I paint a shed.
I want to paint the shed? I don't think there is a shed on this picture, is there?
There's a shed there. Oh, right. Just... I don't need to do a drawing.
You don't need to do a drawing?
I need to do this.
No.
Please.
No, darling, later on.
Oh,
yes,
please.
But you've got to go out soon. I'm not getting messed up with it. I'm sorry, I know that sounds very cruel, doesn't it?
What a doo doo!
Cock a doo doo doo!
Cock a doo doo doo! No cock a doo! No cock a doo doo doo!
Cock a doodle doo! My dame has lost her shoe. My master's lost his fiddling stick and doesn't know what to do.
Not a shoe, not a stick.
I've just made that with a tune up because I don't know the proper tune.
Cock
a doodle doo, my dame has lost her shoe.
Sing a long body in my hair.
Sing along, sing along with me. Glee, brush your teeth each day.
Friends
to me. Sing along with me. Brush your teeth each day. And be a friend to me.
Look,
you know what? There isn't any off on this picture.
Yeah.
Green. I'm sure there's green on a farm. Look at these trees here and the grass there. Do you not think it should be green?
No.
What colour's your grass outside?
Green.
Green. Well, you've lots of different shades of green, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's right, you do that some green, and there's green here. Look, these trees. Green. There are lots of shades of green.
Be a friend to me.
And be a friend to me. No. Are there any more green pencils? I thought there was a very bright green.
I need a little pencil.
That's right, it's just a small pencil, isn't it?
It's open!
Yes. Oh, you've got a nice green pencil there. I think those were a little gift when we went to Matty's party at Wacky Warehouse in the summer. I think you were given those pencils.
Yes, pencils. There are more!
Yes, you've got lots of pencils, haven't you? Crayons and pencils. Do you know what these are made from, Thomas?
Yeah.
Wax.
Yeah.
Like candles. It's a different sort of wax. Those trees are nice now, aren't they? Look at those. Oh, we've got, the horse isn't finished yet, is it?
Yes, it is.
That's right, he's a yellow horse, isn't he?
I need it. There.
That's beautiful.
Well, Elephant.
Oh, look, we haven't finished colouring the pig. We've only done his face. He's got a pink body as well, hasn't he? There we are, Mr. Pink Pig. What do you think the pink pig's called?
Tony.
Tony?
Flowery Tubby.
A flowery tubby?
Yes.
Is that like a Teletubby?
Yeah.
Any different?
Tom's doing under there.
I don't know what is Thomas doing under there. There's a little bird here, Thomas. What colour would you like the bird? Blue?
Black.
A black bird. Okay, there's the black crow. I don't know why, but the blackbird's holding a flower.
Where?
Here. Ow. I'm glad you found that one. Cheeky monkey. Thomas, that's naughty. Don't be a naughty boy, you've been a good boy so far today. What colour is the flower? Do you think red?
Yeah.
And what colour centre?
Yellow.
Yellow. Wow, that's a very nice flower.
Ding dong.
That will probably have green leaves and stalks, won't it?
Yes, and sausages.
And sausages. Why do you think the bird is holding a flower?
I make it grow.
To make it grow? This is a very colourful picture now, Thomas, isn't it?
Yeah.
With our yellow horse and our pink pig and our blue, yellow and black bird. You're tired?
Yeah.
What's she doing under there?
Nothing to say.
What's she doing?
Nothing to say.
You're not doing anything, you're just lying underneath the table with a yellow crayon, crayoning it.
Hey! Help! Mummy! I want that yellow one.
Do you?
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you. Bye-bye!
So is yellow your favourite colour, Thomas?
Yeah.
Is that because of Fan and Sam's helmet and Bob the Builder's helmet?
Yeah, it's one. That's my friend.
Oh, yes, yes. We'll go back to the yellow paint again.
I love blue and yellow and red.
Do you? Yeah. Good. It's nice to like lots of different colours, isn't it? No, you're not to draw. No, that's naughty. You can draw on the picture, but not on the table. No. No, no. You're a little giggler, aren't you?
Where's the yellow one?
It's all gone.
Oh, where's it gone?
Disappeared.
Where's it gone?
It's gone. You're scribbling away there. It's how about using that blue one there?
Look! It's here! It's here!
Oh, you found it, have you?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye! Thomas, no, really, you are not to draw on the table. That's not nice. No, no. But there is a shed. Gosh, you were talking about the shed, weren't you? And I didn't see. What colour did you want to do the shed? Yellow. No. No, Thomas. I think really it's a horse's stable rather than a shed, isn't it? No. No, we've got to stop doing this if you're going to rewind. No. Listen to me. Listen.
But me that.
Listen. When you're doing colouring, you've got to be at the table or on the floor. You don't run around with pencils. Because if you've already marked the table, you end up. Listen. If you end up colouring anything else, like the wallpaper. Daddy would be so cross with you, wouldn't he? Can you imagine?
No.
What? No, I bet you can't. What do you think he would say?
Oh, that's nice.
He wouldn't say that's nice, Thomas. He'll say this picture's nice. Come and finish this nice picture. He'll think that's lovely, won't he? Have you got your phone book now?
Stop it.
Stop it? Why are you telling me to stop it? What's behind my chair?
A big crocodile.
Hello, big crocodile. There isn't a crocodile on this, is there?
I'd be one.
You're a big crocodile, are you? There are some stones here, like the ones you've just been planting in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of grey-black stones, weren't they? Oh, thank you. A trip to the farm scene. Gosh, there's still a lot more colouring in to do on that. That's really nice, isn't it? I think I particularly like the yellow horse and the blue fence.
I know. Xbox.
What's that?
Bella and Milo and Fizz and Jake.
Bella, Milo, Fizz and Jake. Sounds a bit like the tweenies to me.
Right, next up.
Did it just fall on its own?
Yeah.
Okay.